Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. As we continue to help you stay cyber safe in a world where you're either going to be hacked or you've already been hacked in one way or the other. Of course, if you've got questions or concerns about anything involving online safety or anything involving consumer tech for that matter, be sure to join us anytime. And it's very easy. We want to hear you on the air. Many of our guests and sponsors and friends of the program are regularly sending us all kinds of goodies to share with you, and we do that once we hear you on the air. You don't just qualify, you actually win stuff just for participating on the program. The easiest way is still the old-fashioned way. Pick up a phone and dial the following number anytime, 24/7, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, or you can use the audio option on the popular and free Into Tomorrow app. Either way, we want to hear you. We are radio, after all. And then you participate on the show, we send you goodies. Our next guest joins us from a company helping organizations, governments, and individuals secure their most important data wherever it might live. Director of Security Response for Norton by Symantec is Kevin Haley. Kevin, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. There are certainly concerns, and we don't do a show in our 23 years. Every week we mention backup and make sure you update your virus protections and just protect your data, and we can't ever stress it enough. And I'm sure that's the case with you guys, are always working on trying to keep folks' data secure and constantly fighting these struggles that pop up on a so regular basis. It's got to be driving you crazy.
It's tough. But, you know, if users did back up, if they did keep their security software up to date, so many of these problems can be avoided. So it's really that kind of sloppiness. That's the thing that really, really gets you, that so much of this could be avoided with just some good common sense and good security.
And I'm so glad, Kevin, to hear you say that, because while we always remind our audience every week on the show in one fashion or another to back up and do what we've just mentioned, people are telling us, you know, thank you for saying that, because I do forget. Or, you know, I try to automate it, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Sometimes I forget to just check, am I current? And they should do that no matter what you're using. Make sure that the updates are working. Make sure that you're current on virus definitions and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some cyber geniuses out there, evil cyber geniuses who could do anything to get on your machine. But most of these people are just not that good. And so just basic defenses are enough to keep them away.
Oh, for sure. I know one of the things that you're involved in is how the CPU has become kind of the new credit card for attackers. How is that the case?
Right. Yeah. It's something called cryptojacking. And the jacking part is the hijacking of your device, whether it's your computer or the phone. The crypto part means cryptocurrency. Those things have gotten very valuable, and you get them by using a computer to do something they call mining for the coin. And that's really just solving complex algorithms with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are spending a lot of money buying expensive computers. Other people are just stealing your computer. And instead of physically taking it, they're putting malware on it that mines for this coin.
Oh. So does that mean that if you don't do anything with any cryptocurrency, you at least don't have to worry about the crypto jacking?
No, it's not true at all. They don't care whether you have cryptocurrency software,
right,
or whatever on that machine. They're stealing your CPU. They're stealing your electricity. They're getting rich mining for these coins, and you're paying for the computer. You're paying for the electricity.
Yeah, they're doing the work by using your computer. And you say, that's why I didn't want people to have this false sense of security. Oh, I don't do any of that Bitcoin stuff or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. They could still be using your computer to make a profit unbeknownst to you. And that's yet another new thing we all should have to worry about.
Yeah, this thing exploded at the end of 2017 when cryptocurrencies, all of a sudden, their value took off.
Yeah.
And the bad guy said, well, hey, maybe I should be doing this, and I'm not spending money to buy computers. I'm going to use these people.
Yeah. Jeez. And it just sheds more light on the fact that we have more and more alarming results, it seems, from all kinds of internet security threats, and you guys are always doing reports, so I'm sure this is now showing up on your latest report. As well, what do we do about it?
Well, you know, this thing is really hard to spot for yourself. I mean, you may see that your computer or your cell phone is working really hard. Some people have experienced their cell phones overheating because they're going to use every last bit of processing power they can. Your battery may drain. You may see your electrical bill go up a little bit. But those are really tough things to spot. That's why you need good security software, because we can find it and we can stop it from being on your machine.
Oh, that's good. Well, what are signs that our computers, and then you even mentioned our mobile devices, for that matter, have been infected with this cryptocurrency malware? Certainly battery drain, you mentioned. I guess, seeing your hard drive light LED flash all the time is like, okay, that's a little odd because I'm not doing anything on my computer. Why is it constantly working? Now, sometimes that's normal. Sometimes it might be these your backups being performed, or your antivirus updating or running a scan, and that's fine. But if it's happening constantly 24/7, is that an indication that you may have that kind of activity happening?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll notice that your computer gets really slow. We did some tests. We saw it take 10 to 15 times longer to open up a file than it would if one of these things were running.
Oh, geez.
So, unfortunately, everybody always thinks there's something wrong with their computer or it's running slow. The devices can be a bit mysterious, so it may be hard to tell. But if you consistently see this happening, don't go buy a new computer. Get some security software, run it, and see if you can find any of this stuff on your machine.
And it's interesting because, I think a lot of us might tend to think, well, it's an old machine and I'm overtaxing it. I mean, I end up with, 20 browser windows open doing so many things at once. And I accept the fact that my older desktop, probably one of the oldest ones in the studio, but it's so important with everything on it for so many years, I don't want to update or upgrade yet. But you have to wonder, could it be that issue as well? Not just that I'm overtaxing it, but could there be some of these wackos in my machine that I don't even know about?
Yeah, right. I mean, if you're going to have a device that's really old, you have to take care of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a car or anything else.
Good point. And there are some simple steps, right, that we can take to protect our personal information in general, not just for the crypto jacking that we're talking about, but just all the other issues, malware of all sorts and viruses and hacking and things of that sort. What do you recommend on a regular basis?
Yeah, you're going to keep this threat off your machine just like any of the other threats. It's not different in that way. You want to have good security software, of course. You want to keep all your software up to date. When that operating system says it wants to update, because it's going to help protect your computer. And you need to use a little common sense. A lot of threats come in via email.
Mm.
If you get an email and it doesn't seem right, it probably isn't. One of the most popular tricks they're using today is to send you something that says it's a bill or an invoice. You owe somebody money.
Yeah.
Well, of course you're going to click on that attachment. This is somebody claiming you owe them money. It's very effective social engineering. It's an effective way to trick you. People click on that attachment and they infect themselves. So just delete that email.
And Kevin, we've been talking about this as a problem for years. This has been happening where folks are opening executable files or things of that nature that are causing them then a problem. And you're right. It is so easy to say, I don't know these people and that seems odd. Just delete and move on. But they, because they're working with so many different new ways to try to trick us, and you may be in a hurry, you may not be thinking, you may think that it's coming from your bank because you bank at that particular bank, but it's really not, and, you know, so you click on it. Wrong. You know, don't do that. You know, we remind people all the time, as I'm sure you do, if you think that your bank needs information or whatever, just go log in completely separately. Don't click a link. Most financial institutions won't have you click a link to then log in for that very reason. So just you hit it the nail on the head, I think. Common sense.
I always tell people, if your bank sends you email with a link for you to click to go to your account, I would get another bank.
Yes, touche. Change banks, because they should not be doing that. And no. some of the big ones, too, are unfortunately doing that. It's, you know, hey, click here, log in, and check your balance. No. Don't ever do that. And especially don't ever do that on your phone at a McDonald's or a coffee house or some free Wi-Fi place either, because of the whole sniffing where somebody can gather your password and information. Just don't do it. Common sense, again.
Right. You think about it, when you're out at someplace with Wi-Fi, you know, your information is out in the air. Yeah. That's the nature of Wi-Fi. But it also means anybody else could snatch it if it's not properly protected.
Yeah. We tell people all the time, don't, you know, save your online banking and whatnot for your home, your own Wi-Fi, you know, your own protection, so that you have some confidence there and don't be doing these kind of things elsewhere. And then people figure, I haven't never had a problem. It's got to be okay. Well, then you do have a problem. And
right.
It's not
it
okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you're thinking, oh, if I only listened even to yourself, you know, to not do these things. And in terms of confidence for any kind of program, whether it's Norton by Symantec or anything else, because there's a lot out there, including a lot of free services. Can folks pretty much rest assured that if they're dealing with a reputable company, that it's as up to date as possible, as long as they're making sure their updates are on and their scans are working?
Yes, as long as you're working with a reputable company, somebody you've heard of, I hope it's us,
yeah.
But any of the companies. But you have to be careful. There's a lot of fake antivirus out there, companies that or organizations that are pretending that they're giving you a valuable service, ask you to pay a lot of money, and they're really not doing anything. So that's why we say go with the name you know and trust.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. And of course, you can visit his site, see what Kevin and his team are up to, Norton.com, Norton.com, and you'll see all the things from security premium to LifeLock joining together with them, to how to protect the privacy on all your connected devices, how to protect your kids as well from online predators. I mean, they work very hard at that, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you visit Norton.com. Kevin, you're a delight to chat with. Unfortunately, that we have to talk about these things, but I'm glad that you're able to shed some light on these things. We got to get you back again soon.
I'd be happy to do that.
Terrific. Kevin Haley is Director of Security Response, and they're doing a good job of it, at Norton by Symantec. I'm Dave Graveline. Be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com, where we'll link you to Kevin's site and all of our guests and all of our various posts and topics. And we always update every day. Check things out, again, at intotomorrow.com.